welcome to another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. Sorry, I'm a little out of it tonight. For those most of you know have who are in the loop, know yesterday we got tragic news. One of our own has fallen. Trey Chipman, a.k.a. Ascendant. Yes, that Ascendant, D-A-N-T, from the Virtue server, passed away. A lot of people are still in shock. I'm still in shock about that. I just found out yesterday myself. And we're going to do a little something, tribute to him later on in the show. If you're listening, you want to call in, give us your favorite Ascendant moments. You met the man in game. There's one of two ways to do so. You call in 646-478-0073, or if you're in the chat room, scroll to the top of the page. There's a blue square with a white S in the middle. That stands for Skype. You click on that. That's a free call into the studio. And as I always like to say, free is good in today's economy. With me on air, as always, is my faithful, loyal, trusted sidekick, the one, the only, Susie the Elf.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
Yes.
Next Friday?
Yes.
I can't sidekick for you.
What?
Well, you know, all this soccer stuff I have going on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm sorry. Let me redo that. Wait, my loyal, trusted, faithful sidekick, the one and only, Madam Soccer President, Susie the Elf.
Yes. Don't forget, Madam President. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
I was tempted. We had our board meeting on Monday,
yes.
And I was tempted to download onto my phone Hell to the Chief and start playing it as I called the meeting to order and say, yes, we will start all meetings with my music.
Oh, good Lord, here you go.
Yeah, it would have gone over well, but it would have been funny.
They would have, what's the word?
I didn't do it, though.
You would have been impeached, Madam President.
Yeah, it would have been funny, though.
And one more person has joined us on air. It's always a treat and a pleasure to have this man on air with us. I hope his microphone's working. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Titan Network, the man himself, Tony V.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on air. Microphone's working.
Oh, sweet.
There you go. So, wow. What a bombshell yesterday.
Yeah, yes. But as I was saying, Pogo.
Yes.
Next week, I will be in a coaching licensing course.
Okay.
From 6 to 9.
Well, that's no
my
good.
My time.
Well, that's no good.
So, I will not be here for CCH Radio.
Ooh.
We will need to find another co-host.
I'll have to call the psychic union and find another psychic for the evening.
At least I'm giving you a week's warning.
Yeah, that's right. So if anybody has a psychic license they want to help out next week, let me know.
But after next weekend, I will have a coaching license.
Yay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay.
Things we do for our children.
That's right. Things you do for your children. So, Tony, how are you, sir?
Oh, I've had better weeks.
Yeah, yesterday was not. Actually, I found out from you yesterday about it. I saw your post. I was like, what?
I found out night before last. Somebody pinged me on Skype and let me know.
Damn.
And it's one of those things, you know, I mean. It's one of those things that if you've ever had a family member or a friend pass away that, you know, you just sit there for a second like, what?
No, can't be.
Yeah, it takes a few minutes to process it. And then I thought, well, you know, other people are going to want to know about it. So I posted a message out on Titan and Twitter and a couple of other places, so Facebook. Made the social networking rounds, and it's kind of spread from there. But, yeah, Ascendant, I tell you, that was a shocker. I have just an immense amount of respect for the guy. I mean, he was part of the game, part of it, not just part of the community, but part of the game itself. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, they had the NPC that would periodically, you know, make that comment about Ascendant? No, I think you have the wrong number.
Yeah.
So he's one of the few players that actually had some aspect of his character actually appear in the game in an official capacity. So one of the very few people. And he rightly so, because he was a lot of fun to hang around. I've been reading all the posts and everything. I try to take a break from it every once in a while because, you know, I don't want to get depressed. But,
yeah.
You know, I do read the post about how, especially his teammates and the people on Verdi that he hung out with, he was a very loved and respected member of the community.
I met him time and time again here and there. I bumped into him for years. But then, like, right about the closing, we started talking more and more. And as a matter of fact, we played during the Extra Life Marathon, the last one, the Double XP Weekend, the one they did.
Uh-huh.
We had characters. I played the sewer cleaner, and I can't remember the character's name now. It was from Community. It was the spoof on Doctor Who.
On
the show Community, there was
Inspector Spacetime.
Yes, that's who he played. He made him much. And so I was playing the sewer cleaner, and he talked like this: "Hey, how you doing?" And in proper English. And finally, during one of the missions, he looks at me and goes, "Yes, you could say that again, my good man. Please say it again, this time with proper English."
Yeah.
So we had fun. And ever since we would talk here, and, you know, usually we run up over all the rallies together, and we would just rah-rah the people. But funny guy, good guy. I didn't even know he was on Twitter, and I was just looking at his Twitter page today. Oh, my God, some of the things he said.
He's pretty funny. He was funny enough to the point where, I was reading Mercedes Lackey's post earlier today, she made the comment that she had actually referred him to some companies for game development, and that he was a professional grade writer. That mm-hmm. you know, he came up with a lot of real clever stuff that was just ingenious.
I read that too, and I said that's awesome that she's going to put him in the books now. Her secret.
Oh yeah. I think that's incredibly awesome. I can't wait to see what she does.
What a tribute.
Yeah, that is. And it's going to be basically his phone calls with Saul in the bar.
Yeah.
And those are funny. I looked at his Virtue. I didn't even have the Virtueverse page. I looked at that. I was looking at that earlier. And, oh, my God, that cracked me up.
Oh, yeah. He was hilarious. He was a stitch. And, I mean, the first time, I hate to say this, the first time that I ever actually, like, got to meeting, quote-unquote meeting in virtual person anyway,
right,
was just before the Unity rally, because he was working on a script for the Unity rally stuff. If you've heard a bunch of people linked to the video and the transcript of it where, you know, he starts off with, you know, is this NCSoft?
I have that loaded up on the soundboard. We're going to play that later on for him.
So yeah, that's not his voice, but it is what he wrote. And and so yeah, we had talked about it beforehand, and he sent the script to me and to DJ Nexus, who actually recorded it for the Cape. And so yeah, I mean, just absolutely positive stand-up guy. I mean, wow.
And while you're saying that about that, a couple times he was with us in AP33, they would play it on the Cape, and he had a camera set up. So we click it, and he'd time it with the audio.
Oh, yeah.
So you could read it. And everybody's like, oh, and everybody would just turn around and look like, that's awesome.
So it was pretty funny. I mean, you know, I'm at him, and I'm like, you know, oh, crap, you're the Ascendant. And he's like, yeah.
So. D-A-N-T.
D-A, Ascendant, with an A.
Yes.
A, yeah, I always put that just because, to me, that's just hilarious, you know, that it was always Ascendant. Yeah. I mean, it's like one name, you know, it's not even like an explanation, it's just his name.
Yeah.
Ascendant, with an A.
D-A-N-T. All right, we have somebody on hold. I want to bring them, if it's who I think it is. I know they don't have a lot of time. 513, you're on the air.
Hey, 513.
You don't know who that is?
I have an idea who it is. Is it the person I'm thinking of?
I know who it is.
Would you care to say who it is?
Deidre, honey.
Yeah, she's working tonight. She said she would call in when she got the chance, so I hope she's there. Well, all right, you know what? We'll leave her on, and we'll keep talking. When she comes on, we will let her have her speak. I said, if you want to say anything about Ascendant tonight, that would be way cool. So
very cool.
She's on air.
I posted. By the way, I did post in the thread on the Titan forums. If you look under on our forums under City of Heroes under community.
Yes.
I did post the details. The memorial service is in Pensacola, Florida, Central Time.
Okay. Yeah, I did. Actually, I did have that page up. Where, if I could find it. Yeah, I got that up. Holy Cross Episcopal Church.
Holy Cross Episcopal Church at 6 p.m. Central. Don't get confused with the time zone. Most of Florida is on the Eastern time zone, but
right.
This is in the Panhandle. That's Central Time.
Wow.
So it's 6 p.m. Central on Thursday, June 27th.
Deidre just messaged me because
yes.
I'm special.
Yes, you are. Okay.
She messages me and not you.
Well, yeah. Okay.
She said she can't talk. She's just listening.
All right, then I'll put her back on hold, and she gets to listen. Or should I just leave her in case she can talk?
I'll leave her on.
I'll leave her on just in case she can't talk. Yeah, I'll leave it on just in case she can talk. So.
Cool.
If she could join in, so. Yeah, and we have. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tony.
I was just gonna say I've got a list I've kind of kept running. I know I don't have everybody on here, but I've tried to make sort of a list of like the former Paragon Studios devs who have given shout outs to Ascendant and said really nice words in tribute and acknowledged the passing of the legend. But yeah, I mean I've seen posts and tweets and everything else from. From War Witch and Positron and Second Measure and Dr. Aeon and Arbiter Fabulous, who knew him pretty well, and all those folks. Black Pebble posted some stuff. So it's touching, to see not just the community react, but, to see the former devs and people like that.
Yeah, I'm looking at. I just saw Hit Streak. He said, "Rest in peace, Ascendant." Ho San Lee, thank you for helping to give City of Heroes the best gaming community of all. Trey Chairman, we will always remember you in our hearts.
And I got pinged by Marissa, who said that she has written an article on RPG.com. Let me see. Let me find that.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is. I'll post the link here in our chat.
Okay. Thank you.
There's the link. And according to Positron, I think he's going to write something on MMORPG.com next Tuesday, I think is when his articles hit. So I hope his family and friends, and there I've seen a bunch of people from Virtue say that they're actually going to go to the memorial service. So if you live in and around or around Pensacola, by all means, go out there. I posted a link on the forum post up at the top there, where on Facebook they're coordinating. If people want to go, I think they've already got two or three people who have said that they're going. So. You won't be there. It won't be just you and a bunch of strangers that you don't know.
Right.
I mean, they may be strangers in person, but
right. But you've known them in game.
You'll have someone that you can talk to. It won't be just you standing in a corner uncomfortably. But I think
you never
really
know. It might be somebody standing in the corner uncomfortably.
Well, people can choose to stand in the corner uncomfortably, but they don't have to. There will be other City of Heroes players there. So, by all means, if you want to go. I think it's really nice and kind of important for his family and his friends to know that, he wasn't just a random internet stranger to these, weird gamer people, that, we actually did have a lot of respect and admiration for the guy.
I'm looking here on the link you put. There's a copy of his autographed picture, the one he gave to so many people in the game, and then there's a picture, his cameo in the City of Hero comic book.
Yeah, Smash Evil. When I met him, I actually said something about getting his autograph. I didn't know at the time that was a thing.
Oh yeah.
And so he sends me the link to this picture, like he has it right there. I thought that was hilarious that, he basically has his own headshot out there with his autograph. And But yeah, he was in the official City of Heroes comic. He had a cameo in it with there's Beefcake behind him and Castle and Synapse and Positron.
Who was that behind the big guy?
Oh, that's Beefcake.
Oh, okay.
The guy who ran BadgeHunter.com.
Oh, okay.
And he did go to some of the meet and greets and cons and stuff. So, you know, you can see him. He's down there at the bottom as well.
Yeah. Cool. I just look, he's not that much older than me, so.
He was 43 years old. Yeah, he was a young guy.
He's too damn young to go.
Too young. Yeah, absolutely.
Went way before his time. I know I posted something on Facebook yesterday. I just posted it in the Titan Network on that thread, the same thread that Mercedes posted in. And I put something on Twitter before. Unfortunately, I closed my Twitter page.
You closed your Twitter page?
I didn't mean to.
Well, it don't do that.
I'm sorry. I'll try not to. I think because I had so many damn windows open on this laptop.
Hey, you know,
there we are. I got it.
I don't want to sound too depressing, though.
Yes.
I have heard that I know that the Phoenix Project talked about putting some sort of tribute to him in there. I can't imagine, you know, we're still working really hard to get the game back. I can't imagine that if we ever get the game back that, you know, there wouldn't be some sort of tribute to him.
I said in one of the chat pages, I think it comes back on, when I say not if, when, there should be a statue of Ascendant put in Annapolis Park.
Or build an NPC Ascendant.
Yeah, I've seen some people who say that, well, he should be an NPC because, you know, statues are kind of cold and...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
NPC.
Maybe
everybody imagines him, you know, being, you know, on the phone with Saul.
Yeah, I was gonna say that they could have him in the corner somewhere, like visible. That he'll just be on the phone all day talking to Saul. But all right, this is what I put on Twitter. God must have needed a hero. He took the very best of us. Fly high over the skies of Paragon, Trey Chipman, aka Ascendant, E. Whole Torch.
Because I'm very curious.
Yes.
He's so young, what happened?
Okay. Tony, you want to take this one?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'll just read what you wrote. So.
Yeah, the nutshell version is that he had, I'm not sure that they know yet, but he had sort of a sudden onset of some sort of liver malfunction. This happened back in June, early June, and he went to the doctor, and... they apparently said that, well, there was something wrong and his gallbladder was messed up. They scheduled him for gallbladder surgery. They sent him back home. And then a day or two later, he was suffering from confusion and sort of out of it. So they took him back up to the hospital. And it turns out that by then his liver and kidneys had gone into failure.
Wow.
And they were never able to get him working again, and he just sort of deteriorated from that, which is really, it's really kind of scary when you think about it. You know what it kind of reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of when John Ritter died. You know, it was just sort of out of the blue, and it was something that nobody knew there was anything wrong with him. And then just all of a sudden one day, you know, he thought it was some sort of heartburn or something like that, and it turns out he had an aortic dissection, and it just kind of came right out of the blue, and nobody knew it was coming, and that's sort of what it sounds like to me. I mean, I don't want to speculate or anything, but from the description, that it was actually Mercedes Lackey who was in contact with one of his close friends who was there with him at the end that told her this. So I mean, it sounds like one of those things that you just don't see coming, and then by the time you see it there, that, you know, it's just too late. You don't have a chance to take the corrective actions you need to control it.
Damn. That's such a shame.
It is a shame. But, you know, I try to... This is sort of trite, and I know this certainly wouldn't, you know, help his family and friends, at least not now. At some point, maybe. But right. you got to look at it that, you know, this guy had just such a profound impact on this community that everybody knew who he was. I mean, maybe not everybody, but you know, everybody at least ran across, you know, some little piece of the game that he had influenced. So, you know, at a time like this, it doesn't help to ease the pain if you're really that close to him. But at the same time, as time goes on, you start realizing, I mean, like when my mom passed away in 2001, that was by far the most gut-wrenching, devastating day of my life. But as time went on, the thing that sort of made it tolerable is realizing what an impact she had in the world. You know, the people that she touched, either directly or indirectly, and that the world was a better place. So, you know, it doesn't help right now because it's just too soon and the pain is too stinging. But as time goes on, you realize, you know, it's not so much I'm so depressed because this happened, as it is, hey, you know what? I'm really lucky that I met the guy, and that, because when you think about it, there's, what, 7 billion people on Earth. What are the odds that you're going to cross this guy's path, you know?
Exactly.
They're just astronomically small, and yet we had the honor and the pleasure of having him in our community and getting to know at least, you know, this little piece of him that reached out and touched our lives. So in that sense, you know, you can't help but feel a little bit lucky to have known the guy. So... And it sort of makes you realize that you're kind of thankful that you know everybody else too, you know?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say this. I remember watching a couple weeks ago the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony from this year. Rush finally got in. Alex Lifeson, the guitarist for them. He said, one of the things he said is, what more can a person do, what greater accomplishment can a person do but inspire other people? And I was thinking... That's what Trey did. He inspired other people to be better in the game, to have more fun, to role play more, you know, just to have a good time.
Absolutely. He made it a better game.
Oh, yeah. I think absolutely. Every time he was there, I think everybody was like if you were in a lousy mood, like sometimes I went to play and I was like, all right, I'm just going to play. Well, and then he'd show up like, oh, shit, I better put my A game back on. You know, don't hold back now, kid. You got to step up. No slacking today.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, that marathon we had, oh, my God, I think it went from, oh, God, how are we going to get through this, to before we knew it, it was like 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And we started at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, it's 4 p.m. Let's take our first break. So, you know, we played for like 8 hours. We didn't even realize it was 8 hours.
Well, I wish he were here to dial in. I wonder what he'd say.
I know.
He'd probably find this all very morbid, and he'd probably be like, come on, guys, let's talk about the game instead.
Yeah. Well, if you like, I could do my usual, I usually read the updates from the two games. I could read them now, and then we can get back into this. Wait, hold on. That's from Malloy saying something, but CH did that in general, but it's very themed. It encourages us to be better than we would normally be. He put, hey, let me out of this box. Leopard Dave said, I only teamed with him once, but I remember he was on as Captain Spectacular.
I don't know that I ever teamed with him. I did pop into Virtue every once in a while. I used to play it. Virtue was, if not my first server, it was close to being my first server. And I was on it for quite a while, so I don't know. I might have teamed up. I mean, I never teamed up with Ascendant that I know of, but I might have teamed up with him on some other character.
I remember when I was playing one of my sumos, running into him. I played Beefy Boy Jr., and I ran into Ascendant. And I was, like, jumping up and down in front of him trying to get his autograph. And I remember one night, the Sushi Squirrel Girl Squad, they had surrounded him. Or I heard about that, like, what's going on? It's like, oh, they cornered Ascendant in Pocket D. I'm like, oh, my God, poor Ascendant, what happened? It's like, oh, typical Sushi Madness. I'm like, oh, poor Ascendant. And they said, no, he went with it. He role-played it, but.
It's funny seeing, like, all these pictures and videos with him in it, because it makes you realize just how you know, how prevalent he was. I mean, I thought I played the game a lot, but.
He was, you know what it is, like, a lot of people play the game, but I mean, people get involved in the game. You know, and I think that's the thing, too. He was, like, every time he played, he was involved. And even when he wasn't playing, he was doing stuff game-wise.
So. Well, he was definitely a presence to be reckoned with, that's for sure. He made quite an impact on the community.
Oh, okay. Joel Garcia, a.k.a. Mr. Wentworth, he said he was a real-world hero supporter, too. He was thrilled to donate a box of Ascendinos in our last charity auction.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's
someone posted that Melissa Bianco Warwich had a box of Ascendant O's on her. I think Black Pebble posted that, had a box of Ascendant O's on her desk, and she probably still has it today.
Probably. Matthew Hossiter says, I team with him, and my infamous villain tried to plot his demise. Of course, Entera got to hug him. Very cool.
Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget the first time I read that, his conversation with Saul. I was just dying laughing. It was so hilarious. So I got down there to the a-hole.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I never heard that part of the – I never read – I just saw the usual things. Like, I remember I happened to go past, and he was complaining because he had to go into the sewers. And he goes, but Saul, I'm wearing white. It's like, I'm going to the sewers. It's going to get – this is ridiculous. It was something like that, but then I read that, and I was just telling Susie before about the a-hole.
Oh my gosh. Here, let me post a – there's a link to it on the Paragon Wiki. It's got the whole conversation. Everybody in that chat probably has seen that, but just for the record, just in case you haven't, go out there and read it. Have a good laugh.
Well, and at the bottom it says, no, for the last time, no Broadway musicals. Don't ever mention that again. That's pretty cute, too.
Right. Moving on, the Ascendant Cave Action Playset. Yeah, I actually like this thing. It doesn't look anything like my apartment, but it's pretty cool, I guess. What do you mean they changed the name so it could fit on the box? Well, sure, I guess Ascendant Cave Action Playset is a little long, but can't they use a smaller font? Fine. So what do they call now? The Action Cave? Ascendant Lair? What? The A-Hole? Why on earth would they call it the A-Hole, Saul? Yes, I understand the A is short for Ascendant, you moron. Why not call it the A-Cave or the A-Lair? I see. Well, we're not calling my secret headquarters the A-Hole, Saul, and that's final. Because I don't want people to hear the word Ascendant and immediately think A-Hole.
So,
that's
so if there's anybody in the chat there who was on Virtue and knew the guy and played with him, dial in.
Yeah,
all right, Deitra says that she was there for this. I'm having to read here. The Shushies. And says, I was there for that. They wanted to give him panties. Deitra had to tell him to take them.
I don't remember the Shushies.
The what?
The Shushies?
That's what it said.
I don't remember the Shushies.
Maybe Deitra can tell us about it at some point.
Maybe. I don't remember the Sushis.
Man, we got to get this game back faster.
Yeah, really.
I want to do this again. Man.
In Pocket D. Oh, Sushi.
The Sushi Schoolgirls.
In Pocket D, yeah.
Okay.
She had a typo.
Oh. Yeah, I always missed that when they ran into him in Pocket D somehow. I was like, you know, I'm on my character. Because I think there was one group, because what it was, the Sushi Skrull Squad, the reason they were created was a bunch of players got together and said, we need some obnoxious group that just PvPs. And they finally came up with a solution. What would be more annoying than to lose to a bunch of Japanese schoolgirls speaking English? Like the typical bad English? So they created the Sushi Schoolgirls. And then eventually they were comic relief, so I created Big Beefy Boy because I said every time I went to Atlas Park and I see somebody looking for a heavy RP group, I'm just picturing a group of sumos. So that's how he was created, and then he joined the group. But he missed out on all the PvP action. So he missed out on all the fun with Ascendant and the Sushis, most of them. I think he met him once or twice.
Wish I'd gotten to know the guy better. You know, he doesn't live that far from me. It's about a 6-hour drive down to Pensacola from Atlanta.
Oh, will you be going to the memorial?
You know, I want to. I really do. But I can't. I've got this. We got this weird thing going on at work. Two of our folks left, and so my coworker and I are having to kind of pitch in for extra shifts and everything. And if I go, we're not going to have coverage where I work. So it sucks because I really did. Because I was thinking, you know, I've even got some family down there I could stay with and, you know, crash at their place. And doggone it, no dice. I can't go because I can't get off of work.
Okay, hold on. I see here some Matthew has it. I remember when one of the KTJs played all of our ads and clips from COH. They had a rare clip of Ascendant being interviewed by DJ Tenchi, the original owner of the Cape.
Oh, man, we got to dig that up.
I don't remember that one.
Maybe, hey, if Mr. Wentworth's still in there, ask Mrs. Wentworth, because I think she's with the Cape.
Yeah, she is. We do have one.
Dietrich messaged me that he went to KateCon.
Yes.
And she got to put a Dietrich Was Here sticker on him.
Oh, very cool. All right, I'm looking at CH Audio really quickly here. I was looking for anything with a Ascendant name. I only found the one thing to play.
I highly advise against that if she goes to the memorial service, though. That's frowned upon.
Yeah.
Although ABF I got to think that he probably would think that's funny.
True.
Because it's the kind of thing that if somebody did it to me at my memorial service, I'd probably laugh.
But the family and friends would probably
be like, no, don't do that.
Note to Dietra, if you attend Tony V's memorial, you must sticker him.
You can bring
right on his forehead. Right on his forehead. Yeah, I don't see it on here. Oh. I was looking for it. I don't see it. But we do have somebody on hold. I'm going to bring them on. My thing works.
Somebody cool? Or somebody
I don't know. Cole, you're on hold. You're on the air.
Am I cool?
I don't know. I asked you first.
Hi, this is James. I have a character Save City of Heroes. It was on Virtue.
Yes. He saved City of Heroes. He calls in all time.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, sir? How are the kids?
Pretty good.
Did they ever get their Dietrich stickers?
You know, I never got around to that. I got tied up with work stuff, and I got to hook up. I got to contact Dietrich and do that.
I tell you what, if you private message the co-host your address, I will pass it on to Dietra. Dietra's listening, and I will pass it on to Dietra so that she can send the kiddos the Dietra Was Here stickers.
I've got to figure out how to do that.
And if you private message me, I'll post it publicly on Facebook, and you will get all sorts of weird things.
As I said, private message me. Just click on Back to Basics Radio co-host, which should be the second one, and there should be an option called private, and then that won't broadcast it to the whole chat.
All right. Second one. Got it.
And she just said she totally will send the kiddos the stickers. It's three, right? Three kiddos?
Yep.
Okay. I'm impressed with myself for remembering that.
You are amazing.
I'm impressed with James for having three kids. Not losing his sanity. Of course, that has yet to be proven.
Yeah, I think you might be jumping the gun there.
I relish my insanity. Usually sweet pickle.
Yes.
How old are your kids?
11, 9, and 6. And they all play City of Heroes, or played. So they're...
You know what? It's not so bad now, but in 6 years or so, oh, man. God help you. Having three teenagers all at once? Yeah.
Well, I'm currently laboring in my spare time to build a robotic army to help me out.
Okay, well.
So I figure with my Android overlords, I should be able to hold them in check.
We can certainly all use a robotic army, that's for sure.
That's true.
I know. It makes the world a better place. So you guys already talked about the
okay,
obvious...
Okay, message has been sent.
Oh, great. You guys already talked about Ascendant, I assume.
Well, we're going to be talking about him all night. I don't know.
We mentioned him once or twice.
Yeah. What a horrible thing.
Yeah. So did you ever team with him?
Yeah. I really didn't plan on Virtue much. I made a tank character there, which I allowed. First time I ever used the random costume thing, and he had that helmet with all the teeth on it, you know, and he turned out all orange, and he had like a striped sort of prison jumpsuit. So I just called him Orange Dental. So, and I played there for a while, and I probably teamed with him once with that character, and I gave up on that character. And then after, when the Unity Rally was announced, I created a new character. I created the character Save City of Heroes, which is really sort of a... Originally, I created the character, and my wife was going to play, but she didn't like to play. And so I played the character up and just sort of set the character on the steps and had a laptop next to my desk that just ran with the AP33 view. And he would stop by and chat, you know, with people who were staying on the steps now and again. And, you know, and all the regulars there. And occasionally people would team up and go do things. I didn't team up with them much until the end because my character was too low level. I mean, occasionally I did, but, you know, at the end I had kind of managed to get to 50th level pretty quickly. Because I tell people, I said, I'm going to try and get this character to 50th level before they try and close things down. And everyone's like, oh, come on. I got a team for you. We're going to get lots of levels. So it was really just amazing. And he was one of those people. And we were just chatting out again. The very last evening I was hanging around and really didn't know what to do with myself. I was hanging around in Ouroboros. And he and a bunch of people just stopped there. And it was kind of like this, I don't know where to go place. You know, so it was the place in between places where you're trying to chat with people and saying, okay, where are we going to hang out to watch the lights go out? And he and other people just showed up there and we just started chatting for a while, and then everyone took off for various parts, and then the server went down. So that was really it. But I always really liked his page on Virtue and the idea of the character. I liked his character because he had created the iconic character that was an organic character created in the system by a player. And so that gave him sort of a uniqueness and a charm.
Yeah. Very cool. And that last night you met at where?
Ouroboros.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That
the
place in between places.
That's right.
Yep. The place in between
out
places.
Of time. If you will.
The floating bottle cap.
That's right.
So, it's pretty nice. The rooms are terrible, but it's got a swimming pool.
It does have a swimming pool, yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
But no diving board. Actually, it has like this giant high diving board, I guess you could look at.
Yeah,
that way.
That's right.
Actually, and no lifeguard, so I really had to kind of, you know, that bothered me.
But it's okay. There are always heroes around in case you had trouble. So that's right.
I know. Occasionally you'd find a child hero at the bottom of the pool and have to res them.
Yeah, well, you know.
I just made that up. I can't back that up.
I wish they were too bad they didn't have like a dead man float emote. You see people in the pool in that water just laying there.
Yeah.
I used to like to go under the place. You know, there was like it would come down and there was like this little railing down at the bottom. It kind of reminded me of like Bespin, the Cloud City in Empire Strikes Back, where you know, you could actually stand under the city and there was even a door down there. You couldn't click on it, so there were never any missions or anything. But I used to hang out down there because it was like a secret place that nobody knew about.
Yeah, because until you said something, I didn't even know about that. I used to go over to the island across the way with the waterfall.
Oh, See, you're going to have to fire up Icon now and go down there and check
it
out.
Let me tell you, I got my computer back again yesterday. Again, they still didn't fix it right.
Oh. What's wrong with it?
It's the mic and audio jack, and they keep replacing the hard drive, and I keep telling them that's not working. So now for the fifth time I sent it back, another manager got on, and he says, you put in the notes, when you get this computer, replace the motherboard this time.
The mic and audio jack?
Yeah, when you plug in a headset on it.
You don't just use like a USB headset?
Find his USB headset.
It wasn't even working anymore either. That wasn't working right anymore.
Well, you know, you can get a Bluetooth headset if you have Bluetooth.
No, I don't. But it's just the fact I had this computer, I paid money for it, and it should be working properly.
That's true.
And it's just, oh my God, they've had this thing since February. They've had the computer more than I've had it.
They don't want to replace the motherboard. Because
we're not like S.R. Malloy and can, you know, get the super high-tech computer. And I hope you better dadgum well be enjoying your new computer.
Yeah, mister, you better be enjoying that $5,000.
If you're not enjoying it, you can just send it on to me. I will enjoy it thoroughly.
You just got a new laptop. I'm next in line. I should get it.
Hey, I spoke up first. It ain't my fault you just picked up.
Is it new?
What?
Is it a new computer?
Hey, what?
Which one? The one he got?
No, the one you got.
It's about a year old, I think.
Out there that you were available.
Maybe over a year, year and a half, or something like that.
California and all that.
I've been looking at Alienware. It's got like a slimline computer that looks really sharp. I was thinking of one of those.
I had a friend that had an Alienware. Had a lot of problems with it.
Really?
I'm surprised. I heard a lot of good things about it. Oh, Dusk Shine has joined us in the chat as Island of Misfit stuff.
I don't remember saying that, but okay.
Yeah, you wrote it up there. She said,
"Safe Savior here is yelling at his kids. These aren't arguments. Kids. Well, let's listen to Island Ellie."
Yeah, they had problems with Alienware. Had an Alienware computer and had problems with. They put an illegal copy of Windows on it, and then they wouldn't fix it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, couldn't they just like blow it away? I mean, just put Linux or something over it, or?
Well, I don't know. That's what I know happened.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I've seen a bunch of people who have them, and they seem to be pretty happy with them. It's owned by Dell now, so I guess you know. I think they still build them, you know, separately. It's not like, you know, they just slap a different sticker on a, you know, an Inspiron or something. They actually do build them separately from the consumer level Dell stuff.
S.R. Malloy said, look for Clevo/Sager laptops. Clevo is one of the original design manufacturers for Alienware, and you can get the same configuration cheaper. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, but they have, I was looking at the, what was it? I actually saw a review of it, X51 or something.
What?
So, I don't know.
What's X51?
It's the model that, it was a review. It's the one that's sort of a slimline model of it. It's a desktop, though. It's not a laptop.
Oh, okay.
But it was pretty cool. I'm still I'm not a big fan of laptops, I hate to say. I have one, but I mainly use it just for, like, watching Hulu and stuff like that, and when I'm not on my main development machine.
You know, it's funny, I'm looking at the picture of the box of Ascendant O's. It includes Xenonite, the secret source of Ascendant's power, which is really his weakness. And under that says, Ascendant's secret ID inside.
Yeah, you know, we need to, you know, that was one of the things, after I heard about it that night, first thing, you know, a funny thing about when you hear bad news like that is that you just can't sleep. I was, you know, worthless at work the next day because that whole night, you know, it's like my brain is like, okay, Tony, you got to go to sleep now. But hey, let me think of all this stuff that is like the most non-relaxing things you can possibly imagine. I don't know. You know, I've been thinking, well, we need to do some sort of tribute for him, and so I've reached out to a few people. We'll figure something out to sort of hopefully pay the guy his due respect.
Yeah, there's got to be something that can be done. Something where there's a statue of him on a cell phone. Maybe.
I've heard people, like I said, the Phoenix Project, I know, has talked about putting him in there. I've seen people talk about, you know, possibly finding out what charities he supported and see if we could, like, maybe do some sort of donation thing to a charity. So we'll figure something out, though. I think we should, you know what we need to do? We need to get, like, an ascendant action figure.
That would be somebody who used to call in here. I forget who was doing it.
Vestulance.
He was working on doing the action figures.
We need to get it specifically. We need to get it with a talking dinosaur and a laser sword.
Yes, and a fire halo.
You know, when I exchanged a couple of emails with him, I pitched him an idea. I'm like, you know, I'd really like to learn how to make these films using the demo record. And I said, you know, really good is to do a short, you know, 10-minute, 20-minute thing where you have these people trying to make a City of Heroes television show with all the principal characters. But then, you know, the fight scenes and things like that would end with someone saying, cut. And then they would go back and start talking about things and do all the sipping coffee emotes and stuff like that, or eating a donut. And there'd be these self-absorbed, horrible actors playing the principal characters. And Ascendant would have, like, these bit parts, but he'd be the only guy who was the same person on and off camera. And the whole people running the show would be these people who really mean well, but they take all their orders from these people in Korea who have no idea what they're doing. And that in the end, Ascendant's common sense would save the day. And he would get no credit whatsoever. So I pitched him a little script on that. So it would have been funny. I'm still thinking of doing it.
Go for it.
I particularly like the people in Korea giving orders and no idea what they're doing, just messing everything up. I wonder where I got that from.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, what? I wouldn't know what that. I wouldn't know what that's like.
I just pulled that out of thin air.
What, people in Korea not knowing how to run a business?
Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy. I mean,
that never.
That's
happened.
Crazy.
They always know what it. Where we Westerners don't know how to run a business.
I know. So, apparently, I just didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, and Dust Shine said Ascendant should be an NPC. Yeah, I think that's a general consensus. I think the upcoming projects, he should be an NPC. But, like, if we go back to City of Heroes and see him, how would we... react to that?
He could have some great missions. I mean, he would send you on missions where you're, like, working on your marketability.
Well, he had a task force. I actually played his task force one time. What was it? Something about Saul's Discount Task Force or something like that.
Oh, I remember. I never played it. Damn it.
Gosh, man. It was hilarious. And I've managed through I've managed to secure the source to that task force too. So we'll figure something out to do with that.
I'd like to try that.
Somebody actually has a video of the whole thing. On Facebook, I noticed someone posted that they actually had a video of the whole thing, like, from start to finish, and paused on all the dialogue boxes and everything so that you could read them.
Oh, cool.
So I'll certainly be interested to get someone, see if they can, you know, get that uploaded or to YouTube or something, because that would be great. Maybe with Icon we could put together a machinima of, actually, like a little movie or something.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I'd love to see that. I really would.
I'd watch it.
Is that
I watch anything. That's a bad judgment of whether something's good. I watch, you know, everything on Sci-Fi Channel. You know, Saturday, those B movies, the Sharktopus.
Oh God, yeah. I try to watch. Have you checked out the two new TV shows they have?
Which one?
Sinbad and a new Primeval New World. They just started up like 2 weeks ago.
I saw a couple of episodes of Primeval. Oh, I watched the old British show Primeval. I haven't seen Sinbad yet. I saw like the first two episodes of Primeval. What was it? Primeval New World or something
That's it. Yeah, they only have two episodes so far. This is week three.
And it looked pretty good. I mean, you know, it was all right. I still miss the girl on that. What's it? Hannah Spirit.
Yes. Okay. Who was this? Somebody just posted it.
Me. Yeah, I just did.
Oh, okay. You posted. Sorry.
Thank all Ruben's themes. Yeah. You discount Task Force.
There it is. I'll have to watch it later.
Oh my gosh, 26 minutes. Yeah, that's cool.
I'll have to watch it later. I'll definitely watch it tonight. Later on tonight. Very cool.
But yeah, I've also, have you seen their new game show, The Exit Show?
Yes, I saw that. Well, I saw the first one. I saw the first one and the end of the second one.
You know, I'm good at trivia. I can't help but sit there watching that show thinking, I could so kill these people on there, you know, because what was the one that they had where you have to, like, tell the phrase that matches up with the pictures, and it was something like Dear Diary.
Yes.
And it's like they went through all four teams, and the last one just barely got it. I'm sitting there thinking, how can you not know? This is so easy.
All right,
they had that the last episode I watched. They actually had the little categories where you have to match up the, you know, the items with the categories. And I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, it's like a nerd dream, because they had one of them was you had to match up the Star Trek characters with their. Their role on the ship, you know, like Kirk is captain and McCoy is chief medical officer.
Tony, hold on. Get ready.
Uh-oh.
The Sharknado is coming.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
It's a tornado of sharks.
I don't know. You know, I can't help but think it can't be any worse than, what was the one I saw that time? I've probably talked about it here before, the metal tornado thing where... It was like this magnetic tornado, and it scooped up all this metal, and it was cutting through everything.
Funny is Tara Reid is and Ian Ziering and John Hurt are in it.
You know, but you got to understand that some of these people do that kind of stuff that, you know, I think they do it just kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you seen Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog?
No, I still haven't seen it, damn it.
You haven't seen Dr. Horrible's
sing-along? I know.
I am deep-finding you right now.
Yeah,
you still don't watch Doctor Who, for God's sake.
So?
We keep telling you, check it out.
I'm deep-friending both of you.
Wait, you can't deep-friend me. You'd have to actually friend me first.
Ooh, she told you. Damn! All right. Can we put the claws away tonight? Can we just put the claws away, everybody?
I don't have any claws. I trimmed my nails today, so yeah, you're safe.
Just go off and watch your respective shows and be done.
All right. Things to do tonight, my to-do list, watch this video, and then watch Dr. Horrible on YouTube. I'm sure it's on YouTube. And I still have to watch the last two seasons of The Guild.
Dr. Horrible is on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix? That's even better.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hold on. I'm pulling out my notebook of to-do lists.
Dr. Horrible is awesome. It is.
Yeah, I know it is. I just haven't... I also want to watch Iron Sky. I still haven't seen that.
Now, have you... you get the... Did you actually get the Dr. Horrible DVD?
Me?
Or did you just watch it on Netflix? Yeah, Tony?
No, I watched it... I've watched it in a couple of places. I think I bought it on iTunes back when I was still doing Apple stuff and...
Okay, because the DVD has the writer, has the voiceover commentary, and it has the writers, and basically the whole time was the writers trashing about the writer's strike and all of that stuff that was going on then. The show is, the movie is funny, but the voiceover commentary is It's hilarious.
Didn't he do a song in the commentary about commentary?
They had song. I mean, it was just it was all kinds of shenanigans going on in the voiceover commentary. It is hilarious.
Okay, I wrote my to-do list for the weekend of TV watching.
Did you put on their record promo?
I said of TV watching. Actually, that has been on my to-do list. I just wasn't on yesterday.
Yeah, I know it's been on your to-do list.
I don't want to get into my health reasons why I haven't been around so much.
Yeah, slacker.
All right. Well, you want me to tell her? You know, Jesus Christ.
No.
It's all right. I had to get blood work done yesterday. Because for the last week, I have been really out of energy. It's like my energy just gets sapped like crazy. I don't know why. All right.
There's a link to the YouTube of Joss Whedon doing his commentary song.
Oh, okay. He just did a new movie, Much Ado About Nothing.
Joss Whedon?
Yeah.
Yes.
And has some of the former actors from his TV shows. Amy Acker is in it, and what's his name? The other, not Giles, the other watcher. What was his name?
Alexis.
Did you hear that Robert Downey Jr. has signed to do not only Avengers 2,
yes,
but Avengers 3?
Nice.
Because Josh Whedon said he wouldn't do it without Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. And so Robert Downey Jr. has signed to do Avengers 2 and 3.
And then I heard Robert Downey Jr. said he wouldn't do it unless the other actors were getting paid what they deserve.
That's cool.
I don't know if that was a rumor or it's just something I read, so take it worth a grain of salt.
Well, I tell you, only Josh Whedon could make the Hulk a comic relief.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, Randy Dog.
And he was, I mean, that movie was awesome. And I'm not a big Avengers fan. And like I said to people, I'm not a big Iron Man fan, but I'm a fan of Robert Downey Jr. playing.
Yo, he did it. He did
Iron Man.
Iron Man 3 was epic.
I enjoyed it. I saw it in 3D.
You ever seen the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie?
Yes.
With
yes.
What's her name? Christy.
Christy Swanson. Yes.
I saw the original movie, yep.
You know, I thought it was funny. I made this comment the other night. True Blood season premiere was on. Rutger Hauer is playing the bad guy this year, and he's an evil vampire. I'm going, oh, my God, this is like the third time he's played a vampire. Because he was the bad guy in that one. He played Dracula in a trilogy that started with Dracula 2000. The third movie, he played Dracula. I can't remember the name of that one. And now he's playing the villain of this season of True Blood as a vampire.
But he hasn't been a sparkly vampire, has he?
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. No, he's played the cool vampires.
Okay.
Well, if he gets typecast...
As long as he's sparkly.
If he gets typecast as a vampire, can you say, this sucks? I couldn't help that. Sorry.
Thank you. Those signs at Wesley. He played Wesley on the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah, Alexis Denisoff, wasn't it?
Now, isn't Wesley and Alex and Amy Acker married in real life? Were they dating or something like that?
Yes.
Were they were dating, yeah, something like that? Or
They're married, aren't they?
I think they're married. Which
you
I think is funny because they're...
There's a Wikipedia for this. There's a Wikipedia for this. We can figure it out.
I know. If only there were some, like, vast index of knowledge that, you know, we could check and see this stuff.
Let me see. What am I doing here?
You know, if you remove Slayer from the end of the title of that show, it becomes more interesting.
Oh, yes.
Is this Buffy the Vampire?
It yeah, it's Alexis Denisaw.
Yeah.
Oh, he's married to Willow, Allison Hannigan.
Oh, okay. Really? That's right. I knew it was one of them she was married. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew he was married to someone
that's
from the show.
That's such a child, you know, such a teacher-student breach of trust right there. That's... Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I can't imagine being married to Allison Hannigan's that horrible, though, because she's a beauty.
Well, it's just funny because, like, he was the watcher. She was, like, the, yeah, like you said, student teacher.
No, that's not right.
He was in Dollhouse also, Alexis Denisaw.
And so it was, Amy Acker was. Amy Acker was in that. She played the doctor.
And so was Summer Glau.
Yeah, and yeah. She kicked ass as River.
Summer Glau, and of course the main character Elijah Dushku. And that was a Josh Whedon production. I see a pattern developing here.
Yeah, he uses like the same. It's funny because you know he doesn't necessarily use the exact same actors. You know, going for, but he uses the same pool of actors for everything. I mean, you know, what's her name, who played Zoe in Firefly, was in a bunch of episodes of Angel, and you know, it's just you can sort of track these actors who kind of go in and out. Have you ever seen the Written by the Kid episode he was in? Joss Whedon, that is.
No, I didn't know he was in it.
Oh my gosh, man, you're missing out.
What show is this?
This is Written by a Kid on the Geek and Sundry. Yeah, here it is. Scary Match. Scary Smash. Let's see. Here it is. Okay, it's coming. Da, 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 da.
Oh, okay.
Scary Smash with Joss Whedon. Yeah. That's the must watch. It's
okay,
funny.
I'll watch that later.
That's Felicia Day's network. She had a show on there called Written by a Kid, where they would take these stories written by, you know, 6 to 10 year old kids, and they would get people to actually act in them and act the story out.
Well, that is really cool.
It's hilarious. It's a Stitch, and he's actually in that show. So,
okay,
definitely a must see.
Yeah, you want to know the strange Disney connection to Firefly? Which actor was both in Firefly the series and in Wreck-It Ralph?
I didn't see Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah,
I haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh my gosh! You guys are missing out on something so bizarre. If you played any video games.
Oh, I know I'm going to love the movie. I just haven't gotten around to seeing it yet.
I might have played a video game or two.
Okay. Well, look at the preview. They have a little short character who speaks with a funny voice. He's King Candy. He's voiced by Alan, what is it, Tudyk?
Alan Tudyk, yeah.
Yeah, he does a fantastic voice for that. He's an incredible. When you hear the voice, you can't imagine it possibly ever coming out of his mouth.
Oh, he's
so
done
bizarre.
Voices before. He did the voice of the robot in iRobot.
Yep.
Sonny.
Yep.
He also he was also in Dodgeball, and he's I got sad news too, because he was in Suburgatory, but I heard that they renewed Suburgatory. Great. Except that he's not going to be in it next season. So.
Oh. Boo.
Oh. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo, I say. Boo, I say.
But I'll probably still watch it because I think it's a funny show.
I haven't checked it out yet. I heard about it. But...
So?
When is it on? What network is it on?
I have no idea. I watch that stuff on Hulu, man.
Okay, I don't have Hulu.
It's on ABC.
That's like
I do not partake of the Hulu.
It's on ABC or Hulu.
It's like back when I got a DVR. You know, I was one of the first people on my block, so to speak, who had TiVo.
Right.
And I had a buddy who had one. He's like, oh, Tony, you got to get a TiVo. You got to get a TiVo because, you know, you'll never watch TV the same. I'm sitting there thinking, you know, how cool can it be, right? I mean, come on. Well, right. I got one, and it's like, this is the best invention ever. How can you live without this? And it's like, you know, because he told me this, and until you actually have it, you lose track of, you never know what network stuff comes on. You don't care what time it comes on, what day it comes on. And so, you know, for a long time, I would have this conversation with people. I'd be like, oh, wow, have you seen that new show, Firefly? No. Is it any good? Yeah, it's the best. Oh, my gosh, it's the best thing on TV. Oh, cool. Well, when does it come on? I don't know. Well, what network is it? I'm sorry. These things, they don't mean things to me now. You're going to have to. But it's the same today. You know, I watch Hulu and, you know, everybody has Netflix and people have DVRs and it's like, what, you know, when does it come on? Who cares? It comes on when I hit the play button.
Oh, well, and now the best thing ever, Primetime Anytime by Dish. Because not only you'll record all primetime shows on the top, the big four networks, but it has auto hop. I don't have to skip the commercials. It does it for me.
Oh, you know, there was a box that actually did that. Like, gosh, man. It's been about 10 years ago. It was called the Replay TV, and it had a feature on it that would skip the commercials. And all the content providers, like, sued them out of existence.
Yep.
It was very depressing. So, and you know, like, Dish TV is having a bunch of problems with that now because they've got that thing, the Hopper.
See, I've got it, yeah.
And they don't like it because, you know, they're kind of going around the content providers and streaming stuff to mobile devices and whatnot. And it absolutely, I tell you what, it drives me freaking nuts that you have so many things that are technically possible that are so cool that the content providers are like, no, you can't do that or we'll sue you. It makes me so mad I can't stand it.
Well, yeah, but you know, but AutoHop, one of the things with the AutoHop is it doesn't automatically do that. You actually have to, when you go in and start a show, you have to tell it, yes, I want to auto hop. It doesn't default to that. So that's how they're getting around that. But it's, I love it. Yeah, it's great.
I used to have Dish. I got Dish when I moved into my house, and I loved it. I had a Direct TiVo, they called it. It's the TiVo with the integrated Direct TV receiver in it, and it was fantastic. I loved it. The only reason I got rid of it was because it was kind of expensive, and I went through this phase where, I'll tell you what happened, and I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but I got an Apple TV. And my rationale was, well, I'll just order shows on the Apple TV. I can spend, you know, $10 a month ordering shows, episodes of stuff I watch, because I didn't watch that much TV. I was too busy playing City of Heroes. and so I thought, man, I'm hardly ever watching TV. I'm only watching like two or three shows, and I can get those, you know, a lot cheaper than I could sit here and pay, you know, $70 a month for cable or for Direct TV. So I canceled it. But then I figured out the downside of that, because I didn't really think this through too well, is then, you know, August, September rolls around, and then I realize, oh, crap, I can't watch the Falcons game because my over-the-air reception here is just crap. So I ended up sucking it up and getting cable service back. So. What is up with YouTube these days? It has all these talking ads on the sides that talk over my video.
Yes, I don't like that at all.
I haven't seen any talking ads on the sides. I haven't seen that. I've seen the banner ads down at the bottom, and I've seen like ads before, like when you click the play, it'll play like an ad before you get like, and it puts that little thing on the side that says you can skip this ad in 5, 4, 3.
Mm-hmm. I hate those.
I don't know. I don't mind them. So I've actually sat there and watched some of the ads. Some of them were cool for like upcoming video games and whatnot, movies. I'll sit there and watch them if it's something interesting. But I don't know what that. I don't know what that means though. All these talking ads on the sides that talk all over. They have like other like videos on top of videos, or
sometimes I get annoyed with YouTube. Great stuff in there, just to get to it, it gets annoying.
Well, I don't mind so much. It is free, and you can upload stuff onto it. So,
well, if you put it like that, fine.
I don't mind a few commercials here and there. I don't like having to sit there and watch like a 30-second commercial for a 30-second video. CNN used to do that, and that would drive me nuts. I went through a long time where I wouldn't watch anything on the CNN website because they'd sit there and make you watch a 30-second commercial, and then they'd put the video on there, and it'd be like a 25-second video. What? Nah.
Yeah, that's a bit disproportionate.
Hey, you guys should do product. You guys should do product placement ads. Get a little pocket change in your pockets there. What kind of product placement would you do
on this show?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. City of Heroes, if we could, probably for the other games coming out. I know last week I announced a Kickstarter campaign for the Phoenix Project.
That'll be cool. I'm not sure you can get a lot of. You gotta have the companies with deep pockets, though.
That's true.
You can't advertise City of Heroes because no one's gonna pay for that. You need to advertise. True. I don't know, Coca-Cola or you know.
Oh, on here, I know what Susie would do.
What?
Die Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Actually, I drink more Powerade Zero than.
Right, the Powerade Zero. Well, you could do both of them, Susie.
Yes.
I'm so thirsty. What should I have to drink?
Diet Dr. Pepper, of course.
Why? Diet Dr. Pepper, you say?
Diet Dr. Pepper. DDP, the drink of champions. It tastes better than the real thing.
I'm sorry, we're not talking about champions right now.
No, not those champions. Different champions.
Oh, okay. The drink of champions and champions online.
That's right.
I don't play Champions Online, so I wouldn't know.
I logged in the other day to that. I actually had heard interesting news. They're actually expanding their development team.
I heard something about that. Are they moving them up to Canada or something?
Not Canada.
Like
I think. Well, I don't know where they're moving to, but it's supposed to be in America. I think Seattle area, I think. And they're going to bring more people in to work on. They're going to add more stuff.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
The characters seem to move so slowly compared to City of Heroes. When you play it, you feel like you're moving through some viscous medium, and they turn slower. And then the flight.
Yeah.
What's with the flight?
Oh, God. I have.
It speeds up rather slow. By the time you get to full speed, you're already there.
Yes, I have level 2 flight, and I'm like this. Anytime now, I feel like I'm at hover speed in City of Heroes.
You know,
it's been so long since I've played it. I hate to say it was like shortly after the shutdown. It's been, 6 months?
Yeah, over six months since the shutdown.
I thought the UI for City of Heroes was a little bit utilitarian, but, they've got so much weird junk in the UI for Champions Online, you just can't. It's hard to navigate. It's not very obvious where things are. So it's just irritating after playing City of Heroes. You're like, I can't stay here for long. Yeah. It just drives you nuts. But what really gets me is the jogging very slowly business, the flight that doesn't speed up very fast. It's just like, you know, if I wanted to be trapped in a game where I was getting nowhere, I would just go outside.
the ultimate.
I don't play this to simulate walking around my neighborhood.
What I love in the game is if you go somewhere you're not supposed to go on the city map, all of a sudden everything turns black and white on you. I'm going, what just happened? Where'd all the color go?
These things you're talking about are completely alien to me. It's been so long since I've tried it.
It's just anywhere in the city. Like, I don't know why. Like, you're not supposed to go there yet. Maybe you're too low level. But as soon as you get to an area you're not supposed to be going into, all of a sudden, all the color leaves the screen and then everything's black and white.
Well, as we know, film has taught us that all flashbacks are black and white. So maybe it's a flashback.
No, it wasn't even a flashback. It looked like a comic book page that wasn't colored yet at all.
I think that was
the point of it. Like, you're not supposed to be there or something like that. So
yeah, what's really irritating is Champions was a role-playing game, not a comic book.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If this was the comic book, comic book online,
mm-hmm.
it would have more of a comic book look. But this is Champions Online, which is more of a role-playing game. And
yes.
So they tried to make it look like a comic book. And you're like, okay, are you Champions Online or are you comic book online? Because their comic book look is that sort of like over-inked, poorly done sort of, mid-90 comic relief book. You know, hi, I'm Booster Gold. Hi, I'm Blue Beetle. And I've got lots of ink all over around the edges of me. And it's like, okay, why the hell are you doing that? The font is a complete turnoff. But I'm not.
I always have to turn off the outline.
Yeah.
The comic book outline. I'm like, why would you put that in there? I don't want to see an outline.
It looks as good as mascara on William Shatner.
Yes. It really.
Oh, I don't know. When I did play it, I didn't notice it being ugly or anything.
The outline.
I enjoyed it for what it was. I just didn't get that far in it.
Like I keep saying, I tell people when I play it, it's like I'm looking at my character's comic book written by another creative team. Another creative team has taken over for a little while.
Nice.
Until COH comes back.
Yep.
As someone always says, there are probably people who'd pay good money to see Shatner done up in mascara. Shudder.
He's probably done it at some point. You never know.
I'm sure they did it on Trek.
Oh, yeah, they did. And this
we have somebody
split
that's ready to join
mascara
us.
Shatner and non-mascara Shatner. And then they have a mascara off of some sort in the engineering area.
Oh,
trust
Deidre, honey.
Ah, Deidre.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Deidre.
Hey there.
Do I sound okay? I'm on a different link headset tonight.
You sound just fine.
Alrighty. Well, hi, everybody. I've been listening as much as I can. How are you all?
Good. I just want to say City of Heroes, he just dropped. Aw.
Aw.
Call back in.
Call back in, buddy. Also, Leopard Dave says they were trying to capture the bad art from Champions First Edition. Which makes sense, because I have books from the first edition. So anyway, Deidre.
Yeah.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
I'm going to echo some of the things that's already been talked about, first part of the show. Very sad news that was, about a sentence. I met him a few times at a couple different Cape Cons through over the years. Awesome person in real life. I can't say, I knew him, but, I knew him through the game and I knew him through Cape Con. Got to stick for him in real life. That's cool. RP'd with him quite a few times, and in fact, in one of these posts of him, I had a character called Bitter Psycho Ex-Girlfriend. And I brought her out at one of these weddings, and he was doing the wedding, and after the wedding, I just dropped my battle cry, which was, you said you loved me, liar. and we just got on this RP tangent, and he just it was just off. It was totally off.
Yeah, I'm still sitting here looking at these pictures that I don't know if you saw the link to it, but Meticulous Meta or Maresta on our forum, she wrote an article on RPG.com, and it's really nice. She has a lot of pictures and comments.
Cool. Oh, I didn't see this picture down at the bottom of the article.
The one at the phone? The phone.
Yeah, there's a wreath of flowers around the phone booth, around the phone.
Very cool.
Yeah,
we'll figure something out to do to pay homage to Ascendant.
Yeah.
You know,
cool.
With the passing of the game and then the news this week, I feel like even though the game's gone, I do feel like we lost one of the main heroes. You know what I mean? I don't
know. Well,
yeah, I hear. I know.
We're still working on bringing it back in some capacity, and
yes.
And when that happens, he will be appropriately memorialized.
Be awesome.
It's kind of weird because you know when the guy who was Coyote passed away, all that happened before I knew anything. Although I think that happened right around the time I started playing the game, because I do remember the original contact that was in the Outbreak tutorial, and I remember him swapping that character model out with Coyote. I didn't think anything about it because, they swapped it out with a hero. I guess they just didn't want, a police officer to give you your final mission to get out into the city. But then, of course, later I read that, that was actually one of the guys who played in beta and was instrumental, in helping to develop the game and everything. But I never knew the guy, right? I mean, I'd already started playing after I think he passed away, so I didn't really have a very firm connection to him, except that, there's an avatar of him in Outbreak. So, but once I found out about it, it was really nice, and it meant a lot to me that, this game, the developers really, they respect their player base, and they understand that, a lot of these players are what makes the game, not just the bits and bytes that go, through your computer. So, like I said, hopefully at some point he'll be memorialized appropriately in some form of City of Heroes, whether it's through one of the follow-up successor projects or if we get the game back, so that, even people who didn't know him will still have that link to him and know who he was. And he'll always be on the Virtueverse and Paragon
yes.
Wiki. So.
And as long as you remember him, as long as we remember him, he'll always be a part of all the people he touched, all the lives he touched.
That's right.
Cool guy. I still wish I'd met him. I never met him in person. I bet we would have gotten along pretty famously. He seems like a really nice and fun guy to be around.
I remember in November, it was National Novel Writing Month, I was talking to him about my novel I was working on. And he was just, I guess, on some cool questions about it. I was like, I didn't think about that. He goes, well, use it. I was like, all right, cool. So I threw it in the book. Can you guys just give me 1 second? I got a knock on my door. I'm sorry about that. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
We're gonna talk about you.
There, yeah, exactly. He's a slacker.
Wow.
He's a slacker, I tell you.
You warned us earlier.
See, you know, I mean, I called it, didn't I?
You sure did.
Yeah, I've been trying for like 2 weeks to get him to record something for a station promo.
Hey, how have you been? You know, when was it? A couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you were sick. Are you over all that mess?
Well, yeah, they pretty. I had a chronic cough, and they figured out that it was my medicine, one of my medicines. So they got some things tweaked around. Well, it was one of my blood pressure medicines. They got some things tweaked around, and then I was making sure my blood pressure was staying down. And it was reading really, really high. Well, come to find out, my blood pressure monitor wasn't calibrated right. So I had a trip to the emergency room that I didn't need. And
I'm back.
Yeah, it was fun times, but everything's okay.
That's good. I got a mango
mojito. Just don't make me laugh a lot because then I'll start coughing. But
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, no, I'm doing much better, thank you.
Would anybody like a mango mojito?
No, thank you.
I think I'll pass.
Okay. It's quite good.
I don't drink, so.
I never had one, but I have one now. And I said I think I'll be requesting a second one after the show.
Is it, are you partaking of the fire water while on air?
Yes. I'm just sipping right now.
Okay.
What? Would you like some?
No. You know, when I went out to one of the player summits, this was funny. In fact, no, it wasn't the player summits. When I went out there for the super secret focus group back in May of 2011.
Oh yeah.
I stayed at the Crown Plaza, across from Trader Vic's or whatever it was called. Yeah, Trader Vic's.
Trader Vic's. No, Trader Vic's is a bar, I think it is.
Yeah, a restaurant bar. Food was really expensive, too, but, you know, it was my vacation, so I didn't mind dropping a few bucks. But they had mojitos and, or Mai Tais. That was the drink they had.
Mai Tais are awesome. If they're made right.
And you know, that's sort of their thing. You know, they like to brag about, oh, we have the best Mai Tais around. So I sat there, and I got just stupid drunk on Mai Tais. And I don't usually get drunk, but I did that night. And, you know, so I go out, and there was a cop in the parking lot. I know when I walked out that door, that cop had to be sitting there thinking, okay, which car is he going to get in? Which car is he going to get in? And he had to be – I like to think he was probably a little disappointed when I, you know, just walked across the street to the hotel. And
No, did you actually walk or did you stagger?
I like to think I walked. But it was a conscious effort to do so. It was definitely not that automatic sort of one foot in front of the other that you're used to. It was a very conscious effort to walk upright and not appear like I should be going to jail for the evening or anything. But yeah, not that I encourage people getting drunk. I've probably been drunk about 4 or 5 times in my life, and not that drunk. But that night, I got pretty well drunk.
Wow.
I've never been drunk, so.
A very good Mai Tai has like 2 or 3 alcohols in it, so.
I try to avoid it. Because I'm one of these people, that's like when I had back surgery, you know, they gave me all this pain medication, and they were like, you can take it, you know, to help with the pain. But I was so terrified because, you know, I've heard of, you know, all these people getting addicted to painkillers and everything. It's like, no. I took like 2 or 3 of them the whole time I was in recovery for back surgery. So,
yes.
I don't like not being in control of my facilities. My faculties, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
Oh, you mean you don't like being in control of you like being in control of your bathroom?
Yeah, I like being in control of both my facilities and my faculties, so.
Well, you know, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun there. After all, I am a teacher.
I had trouble. It was a little soft there, Dietrich. Had trouble hearing you.
So thank you for saying that. Sorry. Deetra?
I was saying, well, Johnny, I mean, you know, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. I mean, as a Deetra, you know, not having control is part of more fun.
That's true. I only have a little buzz on me, that's all.
I do diligently avoid getting drunk. I do have a margarita every now and then. Every now and then I have to have what I call my taco night, where I you know, fix some ground beef with the taco mix and, you know, sour cream and lettuce and taco shells and salsa. And I'll have a margarita, but
I remember me and a bunch of friends went out about 8 years ago. We were going to see Gilbert Gottfried at a local comedy club. And before then, we went to a restaurant. We went to a Mason OA. Well, a friend of mine, he agreed, since I paid for tickets, he was going to drive. He was going to be the designated driver. We didn't really embarrass him, per se. We were just a wily group out. There was a mariachi band playing. They came over. We were singing with them. And we dubbed the name, our group, Los Dirty Gringos. Everybody had fun. We were singing.
I don't think I've ever gotten so drunk that I've embarrassed myself or other people. No.
You know what it was? I thought we were embarrassing, but then other tables are joining in the singing, too. So, you know, if you're drunk enough to have some fun, not be embarrassed and have other people join in the fun, how drunk were we, really?
I don't know. I like to think that when I get drunk, I'm not that different than when I'm not drunk. And I know that everybody thinks that, but I've actually had people tell me that. That they're like, you were drunk? Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. I want to take care of some business here really quickly, if I could. A few things.
No, not allowed.
Oh, come on now. God, we got to pay the bills. Actually, I just want to do my weekly review updates for the successor projects. So this is going to be from Golden Girl, who is in charge of Heroes and Villains. She posted last Friday night after the show went off air, so I'm reading it this week. This is update number 28 from Golden Girl. This week we've started the coding work on making some basic test mission templates to help us see just what kind of missions we'll be able to create in the actual game, as well as letting us start translating a few of our ideas for mission mechanics from theory into practice, including ways to create a more dynamic path through a story without always needing to involving. I'm just reading exactly how she said, needing to involving constant back and forth conversations with or visits to a contact. This will not only reduce the common MMO over-reliance on static contact, but will also allow us to give the players a much stronger feeling of their characters being in control of story situations and being the one who's in charge in setting the pace. We've also made a few adjustments to the original concept for the central Prometheus Plaza area based on a revised set of required buildings following further refinement of the way in which we'll be handling storage, banking, and auctioning items. With these changes also tying in with our basic goal of giving the players more personal control over their characters. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the Hero and Villains team. Well, I think they're moving along nicely with that.
Sounds good to me.
And also now from Missing Worlds Media, the Phoenix Project. This is a little lengthy. From this past Monday. The response last week to our announced date for the Kickstarter was overwhelmingly positive, for which we here at the Phoenix Project and Missing Worlds Media thank you. We're really excited about it, as most of the work for it is already done. We've begun shifting our resources and our volunteers' time towards working on some of the more boring to discuss, but still critical for a fully useful program, aspects of design. We're testing XMPP-compatible third-party clients for Windows to use with our already functioning server. Unfortunately, while there are several clients that provide the functionality we seek for Linux, Unix, and other operating systems, we've yet to find a good one for Windows machines. If you know of one that supports a particular voice, please feel free to chime in. While ultimately we're going to code our own client for use in-game and to interface with out-of-game communication, we'd like to stress test things, and get the main bulk of conversation to our own XMPP server. As voice chat is part of what we wish to support, we don't want to do a half move while that's only functional for non-window users. One of the more exciting things is the successful construction and import of a modular character frame with numerous options to turn on and off. We currently utilize components from the Cryptic Open License Animation Rig, so will not be in our final game, but the off-the-shelf animation rig verifies that Unreal works with our approach. Congratulations and thanks to WorkHabit for getting that working. The next step is important. I'm sorry, the next is to import our customized assets. The image again uses off-the-shelf components from the Cryptic Animation Rig. The important note is that these components are modular and can be on or off. They're key to making the customizable avatars we will expect. Currently, all of them are turned on in this image, which is why it looks so blocky. As stated, we'll be replacing the DPL elements with our custom components as we get them designed. That we can load, this means we are that much closer to loading our own when they're ready. This is only part of what has us feeling very excited. We mentioned last week that certain things were ahead of schedule. While the project itself is still quite some ways off, our avatar builder has many of the pieces of underlying code set up and in place, putting us much further along on it than we expected to be at this time. The list of currently functioning moving parts of the avatar builder includes scaling of body parts, asymmetrical scaling, character view rotation, zooming in and out on the character, texture changing, and color tinting. There's not a lot to look at on the UI side of things, but here's a glimpse of what the rotation and zoom controls look like right now. We will be developing a more customized UI to go with our look and feel for the game, but this is what the basic controls look like from functioning camera elements. You have to go to their website to see the picture. Sorry about that. There's still a lot to be done, but this is the major progress under the hood. Finally, we would like to thank Minotaur for stepping in to help as a forum administrator and to welcome Zombie Man as our online community manager. With the impending shift to the new site and forums, the extra volunteer to keep an eye on things is definitely needed. Minotaur's presence in a much earlier time zone will also help facilitate closer to a 24-hour administration. Zombie Man will be helping us maintain more steady contact with our community, both by managing overall forum and other community-facing site design, and by generally be our voice and ears should there be anything the community needs to hear or has to share with us. With the push to recruit and grow between now and September, he will be pivotal in helping us organize community events and providing aid to all of you and telling your friends and circle of acquaintances about us. He will also be helping in scouting at conventions and making contacts to do more panels and other group events. If you have any desire at all to do something in a physical group of people in your area, let him know. He will help pick out somebody to be the physical site manager for that event and help direct any resources you might need in that direction. We're very pleased with the response we've had so far, and we know many of you have a lot of pent-up energy just waiting for ways to help out. Planning and attending fun events designed to spread the word is one way you can help, and do so more or less to your own schedule. Art assets have been collected for your use, and more will be coming. We're also listening. If you have any requests, let us know, and we'll see what we can do. As always, we want to extend our hearty thanks for your support. You, the community, are vital for this project, and you've risen to the occasion every time. We're humbled and honored to be able to work on something like this project with all of you. And that's all.
Woohoo!
So they're getting a lot of stuff done, I think.
Sounds good to me.
And what did you put up here? A blog spot?
Yeah, that's the link to the what you just read.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Well, much is being done. I'd like to see both projects going forward.
Much ado about...
Something.
Something.
Not nothing, but something. Okay, Susie had to step away from it, so it's just us for a few moments. I think with about 10 minutes left in the show, I have two things I want to play for Ascendant. So we have about 8 minutes before we get to that.
Cool.
So, what else is going on with you, Tony V?
Oh, man, what's not going on? I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round.
Mm.
You know, I love to watch them roll.
Thank you, John Lennon.
Yeah. You know, we had a troll post in that Ascendant thread. Can you believe that?
Are you kidding me? What they dare I ask what they said?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and dignify their post by reading it. But
yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
And you know, we have a moderator, Agalakis, and she catches this stuff so fast it boggles my mind. Because someone sent me a PM and they're like, "Oh, good, you caught the troll post. I was gonna say, you know, it needed to be deleted." And I'm so I had to go look because we don't actually delete them. We move them to a different forum that's hidden from public view. So I had to go down there and find out what they said. And I was just like, man, you know, people are so stupid. It's like, you know, do you have nothing better to sit here and I don't know, you know. It's like, what exactly, here's what kind of kills me. It's like, what exactly were you trying to accomplish with this post? Were you trying to make people mad? Because, you know, everybody who saw it probably just kind of rolled their eyes and were like, yeah, whatever, stupid troll, you know.
Right.
But
I think that's what it was. I really do. I think trolls just have nothing better to do.
Well, I think the person was like trying to get some sort of reaction out of it, and it's like, no. But Aggie was on top of it, and she deleted it within, like, you know, 28 seconds of it being posted and banned the account, and it's like, all right, whatever, idiot.
Good job, Aggie. Good job. Stay on top of that.
Good job, Aggie.
Very good. Stay on top of that.
Yeah, people sometimes give her grief because they're like, you're so mean, you're overreacting, and na-na-na-na-na.
Like, I think that time she had a home run. As a matter of fact,
it's like, I'm not getting next to her.
Hold on, Aggie. Hold on. She is peanut gallery approved.
So we are pleased with Aggie on the forum.
Quite though. Well done. Well done. Wow. So you know what's interesting? It's like there's no more Doctor Who to watch. Even on BBC America, they were playing it in the morning.
What's up with that? You know, I remember, maybe this is just me remembering the good old days and misremembering, because I remember shows would run, and yeah, you had summer reruns, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. It just seems to me that shows these days, I mean, like, I think of, like, the original Star Trek series. You know, there were, what, a total of 78 episodes over 3 seasons. Okay, that's like 26 shows per, you know.
Yeah, 26 shows per year. Season, yeah.
Yeah, divided by 3. 26 shows per year. And it's like, I don't know. I sit here and look at, you know, I don't watch Doctor Who on television. I actually get it on Amazon and stream it.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, they have what, like 10 or 12 episodes?
13 episodes, and they split up into 2 half seasons.
Yeah, so it's like you watch 6 or 7 episodes, and then it's gone for months and months, and then you watch. And it's the same with shows, you know, that originate here in America, too. It's like you get, what, 12 or 13 episodes per season, and then,
yeah,
you know, and then
you gotta wait
for like 8 months to get the next show, and it's like, man, no wonder people stop watching shows.
Well, you know what it is now? USA is, the United States is following the BBC model, where their shows are only like 13 episodes each, and they run them back. They run 13 weeks in a row, and then that's the end of what they call series for that year. Now over here they're doing the same. Like a lot of great shows, they only have like 13 episodes, but you get to see them back to back. And problem like this originated from when Lost was on. Like they show a couple episodes, take a month off, you know, and then they do the mid-season thing, and then you have the whole holidays off. And people were complaining because by the time the show came back on, they had forgotten what happened already the rest of the season.
I've forgotten entire shows that way, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like you have a show that comes on. I'll sit there and watch it for 7 or 8 weeks, and then it's off the air for, like, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I forget about it. Like, I don't go back and watch it because I forget the thing exists. And then, like, 2 or 3 years later, I'll hear something about it. It's like, oh, yeah, I used to watch. Whatever happened to that show? I guess I just stopped watching it because I forgot it existed. I don't know. That's just I guess that's my old curmudgeon-y self complaining about that. You young kids these days with your TV shows, that's just ridiculous.
I remember when it was full season, it was 26 episodes, damn it.
26 episodes, I mean, that lasted a while. That's well over half, that's half a year. That's exactly half a year. And then you'd have reruns during the summer and, I don't know. I guess you still had 3 months you had to fill up with something, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I remember what, mid to late September, the new fall season would start. They do they do a holiday break or whatever. Then let's say a specific holiday episode planned. Then they kick up again. You had your sweeps week, and then by like July, all the shows were by like the mid May, end of May, all the shows were ending for the season.
I wish I could have a show like, you know, Will Wheaton does that show Tabletop on Geek and Sundry. You ever watch that?
I think I've seen one episode.
Oh my gosh!
This is the deal. I was getting ready to watch it, and then my computer kept getting sent back, so I really haven't trusted my nephew's laptop that I'm borrowing to watch shows like that. But I think starting this week, I'm going to start, you know, just taking a plunge. I said this a month or two ago. I said on here, people told me I should be doing like a blog, like a YouTube show, but I don't know what to talk about. Like I told people, this is what it was the one night. I was telling people on here, I said, you know what, people? Find something you like to do. And I said, because of the way media is now, social media, it allows people to go on YouTube and talk about things they really enjoy doing and make money. Because back when I was a kid, my grandmother says, no, you can't do anything. Like, even when I was in high school, my stepdad was horrible about this. Like, all things, you're not going to make any money doing that stuff. Well, I hate to tell you, if I had stuck with it, like all my hobbies, I guarantee I'd be making money right now.
Well, let's do a YouTube show. What kind of YouTube show do you want to do?
What do you want to do? Doctor Who?
I was asking you for... Well, I don't know. See, the thing about it is that there are some Doctor Who fans out there that could put me to shame.
I like
the show, but... Oh, man, speaking of Doctor Who, did you see... I don't know. I'm probably sitting here spreading completely unfounded rumors, but I saw a post somewhere the other day that said that there's a rumor... Mm-hmm. Take that with a grain of salt.
Yes.
That they found the missing episodes of Doctor Who. Because, you know, there's like a whole bunch of episodes.
You know what's funny? I'm sorry. I was going to say, I've been trying to get Netflix to watch from the beginning. A lot of the first three Doctors, a lot of their episodes are missing. And I thought it was cool. I got to see the original pilot, An Earthly Child.
Yeah.
I got to see that on DVD. I was like, ooh, I got to see the very first episode of Doctor Who with William Hartnell. You know, the very first. And it was so funny. They didn't even call it a TARDIS back. They referred to it as a ship. I think in the original she did say it was a TARDIS. And
yeah, they call it a TARDIS because Susan specifically said it stands for time and relative dimensions and space.
Right, but after that they just called it the ship. They didn't refer to it as a TARDIS. After that. Well. There were a lot of times they just referred to it. As that.
27. It looks like, yeah, 27 in all.
Okay, not to interrupt. As from what I said, the rumor is that some foreign TV station shipped back a huge pile of old tapes, and then among the tapes were most of the first season of Doctor Who, which is awesome, because I know at least half the episodes are missing.
Yeah. I'm sitting here looking at a list of all the missing episodes. I don't know how many there are. Here we go.
And it's actually a lot of William Hartnell's episodes are missing. Not even just the first
106 episodes are missing.
Oh, you know what we'd figured out? If you had watched every Doctor Who episode that's available right now before these missing ones, every special, everything, all the movies, etc., 307 hours it would take.
I could do that.
I could do that, too. All right, I tell you what. It's I want to cut this short.
I couldn't.
I want to do this tribute to Ascendant. It's about the time. In the after show, me and Tony V are going to talk about what we're going to do on YouTube, or whatever video show we're going to talk about. So you have to say, so tune into the after show to see what it is. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this the famous Ascendant phone call to NCSoft, and then I'm going to come back really quick and say what the next song is. I bet you can pretty much guess it's going to be a tribute to Ascendant to send them out properly. So we'll be right back.
Hi, is this NCSoft? Great. My name is Ascendant. No, with an A. D-A-N-T. Great. Can I speak to whoever is in charge over there? I don't understand. How can you not know who's in charge? Hello? Yes, I'm still here. Can I speak to...
Okay.
Hello. Hi. I was trying to speak to... Look, please stop putting me on hold. Thank you. All right. I just heard something about you shutting down the city. Wait, that's true? How can you even do that? Are you supervillains or something? Right. Okay. Sure. What the hell is a realignment of company focus? Uh-huh. I guess. Right. No, that still doesn't make any sense. Look, let me explain something to you about this city's heroes. We grew up in Paragon City. We met our soulmates in Paragon City. One day it's my hope, no, it's my belief, that our children will have the fortune of growing up in Paragon City, too. Like every other hero, I've spent every day the past 8 years trying to save this city from disaster. We stood up when the Rikki first invaded. We've never stopped trying to fight for its survival. Along the way, we've made friends that we'll value for a lifetime. I've had the benefit of being a part of their lives, and the tremendous honor of having them in my life. Together, we've had spectacular adventures, and we've made amazing accomplishments. We've inspired people to do good, we've righted wrongs, we've created charities and donated huge sums of money to sick children, brave soldiers, and victims of hunger. But most importantly, we've reminded people that when they look to the skies, they can always find hope. I'll be damned if I'm going to let you take away the whole city. To that end, I will make it my solemn vow that I absolutely will not rest until... Hello? Hello? I can't believe he just hung up on me. I mean, who even does that? Who do you have to be to shut someone down just when they're getting to the good part?
Over the years, the players of City of Heroes have donated nearly $30,000 to charities. Join people of similar minds together across vast distances to form lasting relationships, and been inspired to work together to make the real world a better place. This last most important time, we need your help. Visit tinyurl.com/saveparagoncity to find out what you can do to help save the city.
What did you just say there? Touch the lives of everybody? Yeah, you did that, Trey. You did that, Ascendant. All right, everybody, we're going to end the show with this. Dear Emotes people, hold torches and salute the man. We're going to end this the only way we can, the only way I could think to do it. God bless you, man. I keep saying this, God needed a hero because he took the very best one. Ascendant, you'll be remembered, and hopefully the game will come back on. Every other successor game will do something really cool, put him as an NPC in the game, do a statue, something to remember the man. Here we go. All right, everybody. See you all next week, same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're in the after party.
Hey, after party.
How was that for a little tribute to the man?
Sounds good to me.
All right, very cool. So here we have the party. Susie's here. Tony V is here. I'm here.
Susie's not here.
Oh, Susie didn't answer the phone. I'm sorry. She was here. And see if Susie Pierre's here. I don't know. So what do you want to do? You want to do a super? I always want to do this. I want to do a blog talk show, a special show, where we reviewed all the past superhero movies. From, like, the really bad ones to the really good ones.
Oh, like the old, what was it, the old Punisher movie and the Phantom movie with, what's his name, Billy Zane. And
I liked that one with Billy Zane. I did like that one. I mean, for what it was, I mean, you had to take the content of the hero.
Well, gosh, some of those things I haven't watched in so long. Would you consider, like, I don't know, sometimes they extend the notion of superhero. Like, would you consider, like, Indiana Jones type stuff, or?
I meant the comic book superhero stuff, you know.
I still remember when I went to see Batman. I went to see Batman with my uncle, with Michael Keaton. And I remember, it was Superman I went to see with my uncle. I can't remember who I went to see Batman with. But I remember thinking, oh my gosh, you know.
My grandparents took me to see the Superman, the original Christopher Reeve one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My uncle took me to see the original Christopher Reeve Superman. And I thought that was it, man. I was like, this is just the height of, you know, storytelling and cool movies, and it will never get any better.
Esther Malloy just said something very cool in the chat about Ascendant. May he go forth in the sunrise boat. May he come to port in the sunset boat. May he go among the imperishable stars. May he voyage in the boat of a million years.
I do wish I'd met the guy. Every time I read something else about him, he just seems that much cooler.
Yeah, I wish I had met him, too. I didn't say this on air, but one of the coolest things was towards the end, there was, I can't remember what the thing was called. Basically, you had to make a reverse character of yourself. I think the Midnight Reverie hosted it, and me and Ascendant and Comrade Smirsch and Siberian Spring showed up together. And we were all hanging out. And we had our costumes on. We were just regaling every tales of, like, the first year. And I said, and it was like, okay, what's your worst story? And I said, I was on this, I think it was Sister Psyche TF task force that started at 11 p.m. Eastern for me and ended at 6:30 a.m.
We were down
to three people. And it got to the point I was getting annoyed because the guy was like, I was playing a fire rad controller. Now, at the lower levels, they can't do much. He's like, are you going to help? I'm like, I'm throwing char. I'm keeping her from regenerating. You know, but that's all I could do.
I think we should do man, it's a shame we didn't live close to each other.
I know. Well,
would be an interesting.
Wait, you live in Atlanta, right?
I do live in Atlanta.
My folks are buying a house in Inverness. I'm going to be moving down there.
Inverness, where is that?
In Florida. Oh, remember? I think I'll be. We talked
about that. Yeah, that's quite a haul, though.
Yeah, if we're gonna do a show, I could take a trip. What the hell?
I was gonna say, you know, Will Wheaton's got the tabletop thing. I wonder if anybody's ever considered doing like a serious, and I'm putting that in quote marks,
right?
Serious like RP type video show. Of people like role playing, because you know I get irritated because I think people have this misguided notion of role playing games like Dungeons and Dragons,
right?
That you know it's like everybody got their idea of what a role playing game is from like 1980s John Waters movies, you know, like
yeah.
Oh, it's these dweebs and nerds sitting around a table, you know, I'm gonna take my +3 sword of illusion and it's like, man, have you ever actually played a role playing game? Because it's not like that.
I know. Let me tell you, I played with a group in high school, and it got to the point. Three of the older members were seniors, okay. And we played at one of the guys' house, and the mom would buy him alcohol. And this is like in May. No, I'm sorry. This is my senior year at this point. I'm sorry. This is my senior year. So they graduated. We were sitting there, drunk off our asses, playing D&D, to the point that Dungeon Master had the module, the adventure, upside down. And I'm reading it, and I'm going, okay, because he knew the module, like, back of his hand. Well, he was so gone, he didn't realize it was upside down. And I'm reading it. I'm going, okay, I go here and do this. Well, man, you're kicking ass. You can figure out all the puzzles, no problem. Like, yeah, I guess drinking helps, increases my deduction skills. And I didn't tell anybody for like 3 weeks.
Well, I used to play when I was at Auburn. I used to play with this group of guys, and I mean, it was a lot of fun just hanging out and playing games. But yeah, I don't know. You know, people, like I said, I feel like people have this misguided notion of what playing role playing games is like.
And I was going to say, one of the best groups I had was when I was 26, we started playing again. It was only three of us, but it was casual role-playing. Like, we played, this is back in the late 90s, when there was a big nostalgia movement for the old Greyhawk missions.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people didn't realize the ones that Gary Gygax wrote, they took place in the world of Greyhawk. And then when that box that came out, there was a list of where... the old modules and where they took place in Greyhawk. So we, as a group, we went to conventions and we bought up a lot of the Joel Garcia wrote, sorry, I missed the rest of the show. I went to ask Karen about more sentence scripts and cave related things and fell asleep. I'm just running. I'm just writing to her.
I'm in pretty constant communication with him too, so.
I have him on Skype. I just haven't talked to him in a while. Okay. As a matter of fact, one of the guys who won something from the Real World Hero Auction, we just did their show about a month ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he won a 90-minute show on this network, and I think I was asking Susie, I said, whatever happens, like, yeah, he's still waiting, and I think they finally did it about a couple of months ago or so.
No longer than that, it was like a couple of months ago.
It was a couple of months ago? I thought it was only a month ago we did that. But it wasn't, like, immediately afterwards, right? It wasn't immediately afterwards.
Oh, no. It was just a few months ago, which is...
Right. Pretty
like
soon.
May, maybe?
And it was best
Not
poker.
Even May. It was, you know,
and
like
he took
March.
My, right, he took April. My advice and it was the best of poker night.
That's cool.
No, it was...
How'd it go?
It was one of the guys who played wrestler with us. I think it was for his pay-per-view?
Mm-hmm.
Or his company?
The company pay-per-view.
Okay. I think... So, Susie, me and Tony V are going to do a YouTube show.
Okay.
We're just trying to figure out what we're going to do. I think we decided what, role-playing games?
Oh, I don't know. That was just one idea.
Okay. I don't know if you ever played Warhammer 40K, but my new thing is I'm back into painting stuff. Slowly. I just started. It was cool back in the day, and there's new rules out that just came out, and everybody's like, eh. And everybody's just waiting for the other books to come out now because they just put one army book out so far. And so everybody's waiting because now I've heard... The last time I looked at anything was back in 2010. Now I've heard the company moved from Baltimore to Tennessee because it's a more central location. But now I hear they're being very secretive with their news because it used to be like in like February you would find out everything coming out for the next year approximately when it was coming out. And now people don't even know what's coming out in a couple of weeks. They're being hush-hush about it.
Huh.
So people kind of, they're like, well, they want people to spend their money. I'm like, yeah, but people would spend their money better if they knew what was coming out. When? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm gonna hold my money until something cool comes out that I'm waiting for.
You know, the sad truth is, though, I haven't played a pencil and paper role playing game in so long that, gosh, man, it's been like since I was back in college.
I have not either. Oh, that was weird.
What, playing role playing games in college?
No. I went to look something up, and all of a sudden, something totally different popped open. They had a link on the page for something similar. The last time I played role playing was back when, right before Dungeons and Dragons went to that quote unquote D20 system.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I bought the books. We were going to play, and then our group just fell apart. And that was the last time I played pen and paper. And then I got into playing Warhammer 40K. And then the story play that closed. And then I started playing, and then City of Heroes came out about 6 months later. So I was playing that.
That's not me, for the record.
Is that you, Susie?
No, that's not me.
Is it Save City of Heroes? He's still online. Maybe he doesn't know he's online.
I think it's him, because I muted him earlier.
Oh, and I'm on the Twitter, Tony, as at Pogothulu.
You're what?
At Pogothulu.
Oh, you're on, what, your Twitter?
Yes. I think I have you on Twitter. I'm pretty sure I have you on Twitter.
I am, what am I? Like
Tony V. You're at Tony V.
Like
you're at Tony V underscore COH.
There you go.
And I am following you.
Really?
Yeah. I don't do Twitter.
I don't do it that much. I think I'm going to start doing it from now on, for like to put the radio show up.
I think I'll start tweeting.
Don't tweet. I don't do Twitter. No. Occasionally I'll go on and read Blake Shelton's, because he's funny. He is freaking hilarious.
Who was that?
Blake Shelton.
That sounds familiar.
The 3-time winning coach on The Voice. Mega huge country star.
No, don't know him. Sorry. Maybe I heard of him from you, Susie, but not really.
He is hilarious.
I do not know.
Oh, 140 characters is so confining, though.
I see what you wrote there.
Exactly.
Tony V's last post on Safe CH Radio. Be sure to stop by. Thank you. Free publicity is always good publicity.
That would be me.
That's right.
Anybody reply? No replies.
Nope.
Nobody cares.
Oh,
maybe
they
just...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Susie. What are you going to say?
Mm-mm, go ahead.
I was just saying, maybe everybody was so busy before they just came over right away to watch. Or listen.
Well, it is summer, you know, and it's Friday.
Yeah.
People tend to, like, go to the lake, stuff like that.
I do not have a lake to go to yet.
Deidre dropped.
Yeah, she dropped a while ago.
I'm not a lake person.
Well, but I mean, that's what a lot of people do during the summer. They'll go to the lake, or they'll, you know, they go do things. So, it doesn't surprise me numbers drop during the summer, especially on a Friday night show.
Oh, Joel Garcia just said, love you guys, on his way out the door.
He did.
Yeah. He goes, will do, guy. I said, thank you for being here. I said, hi. He says, will do. Got to run for now. Love you guys.
He's a sweetie. They're a sweet couple.
Yes, sir.
What a day. What a week.
I know. Holy cow.
Let's not have this kind of week again. What do you say?
Yeah, let's not. No one else go dying.
absolutely. Dying should be illegal.
Dadgummit, that's what I was going to do next weekend. You'll ruin my fun.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah, you should be doing
really,
that.
Seriously, next weekend I'm going and getting my coaching license.
She's going to wish she was dead by the time she's done. I don't know.
Well, that's when I do the D license. I have
the
to
D license?
I get the Yes, the first I have to get the E-level license, and then I go get the D-level license, and that's a killer. That's tough.
Huh.
I still have to write my 2-page paper. Yeah, I have homework before I even go to this class. I have to write a 1-2-page coaching philosophy.
Huh. What is your coaching philosophy, Susie?
Win. There you go.
Now, you know what's funny? I want to bring this up. My nephew was in Little League football, and the coach had such a win thing, they wouldn't put anybody they perceived as a bad player on the field. And the problem was people, you know, parents paid money for their kids to be out there. They were guaranteed X amount of plays a week, and they weren't getting them. They wound up going to the president of the league, and the coach's defense was, oh, that's more of a suggestion, and he got mad. He goes, no, they're supposed to be out there for at least 15 plays a game each. That's the point.
See, with soccer, it's a 50% rule.
Okay. And it was just stupid. It was like this head coach, he was like, if you don't, for every time you don't, even if you leave practice early, for every time you don't practice, you lose a quarter of playing time, up to one quarter, you know, play the minimum 15 plays or whatever. His kid would get, quote-unquote, hurt in the first 5 minutes of the game, of the practice, sit down with ice on. The second practice was over, he was miraculously healed. He was the starting running back for the team.
See, now if people have any complaints, they come to me, because I'm now, Madam President.
But this is how stupid it was. It was like he wasn't any good. The second he got touched, he crumbled up and fumbled the ball. So finally he got hurt. They put the backups in who should have been first string running backs. Well, something happened to the coaches. They couldn't make it the one weekend. They turned it over to these younger guys. They changed up the lineup the way it should have been. That was the one winner of the season they had. And they won. We won like by 28 points.
Yeah.
The coaches came back, and instead of keeping the lineup, he switched it around, and got these coaches were kicked out because they just wanted to win. And the president heard about what they said about some kids, like, how dare you say an 8-year-old is useless? They don't have to play the game. As coaches, you turn them from useless into useful. Now, a month or so ago, I was at a doctor's office where this guy was talking to a friend on the phone saying that his wife's mad because he continues to keep coaching the Little League games. He goes, no, it's for the kids. I enjoy having fun. I enjoy teaching them. He goes, I hate the coaches who think they have to win, win, win at all costs. They're 8-year-olds. Who's going to remember what happened, you know, later on in life? Who really cares that you led an 8-year-old team to victory? So win, you know? And I was laughing myself. You know, my head was laughing because I was like, oh, my God, that's what these other coaches thought. They had to win. And they won themselves or tried to win themselves out of the league. They were kicked out of the one league. They had to go coach in another town. So.
But the glory.
Yeah. The glory in my ass. Because it got to the point the kids were so mad they stopped playing for them. And they wound up losing. I mean, it got to the point during the after thing, the coaches would pick out certain players and say their mistake cost the game. Like, you don't do that in front of everybody. You know, it just got to the point people were just getting mad at these guys.
I have to admit, I never played Little League. I did play basketball for a couple of years.
Yes.
But that was about it. That was my sports experience.
Anyway, enough about these silly sports.
Yeah, see, it's written in our policies. Players are to play a minimum of 50% of every game.
Oh, that's good.
Unless Section 7, which is that if they have if they had chronic failure to attend practices or games,
right,
or their disciplinary problems,
right,
and the board is notified, then the coach doesn't have to play them 50%. But the board has to be notified of that before. But yeah, we have to. It's in our club's policies, and also the governing body that we report to, Frontier Country. It's also in their bylaws that players play 50%.
Cool. So I like that. And yeah, the thing that gets me is the parents are paying money. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, if that was my kid, I'd be like, look, pal, you better put my kid in.
Yeah, see, what they have to do is if a kid isn't played 50%, then the parent can call the board president, me, in this case, and make a complaint about it.
I'm sure you get lots of complaints.
Actually, no, there aren't.
Oh, really?
Yep.
This coming season. Well, maybe your people do it right then. I don't know.
For the most part, our coaches do. We have one issue with the coach, but yeah, for the most part, our coaches do a really good job about, you know, the 50% rule, and they do a good job. Well, some coaches are jerks, but you know, all volunteer. It's all on a volunteer basis.
Cool. Hey, Tony, what are you doing next Friday night?
Next Friday night?
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow night.
Well, I was going to say, Susie isn't here, and I was thinking maybe if you want to help out with the show again. You're always welcome.
Yeah, sure, I'll try. I don't know if I have anything going on. I don't know. I will
tentatively say yes, and I'll get in touch with you during the week. And we'll take it from
there.
We'll do that.
Sounds like a fun.
That is if he remembers to get in touch with you.
I will remember.
Are you going to remember to record that promo?
How am I going to record the promo on my own?
How many times have I said, hey, let's go record the promo?
Yeah, you've always gotten in touch with me. All right, this is what's been going on, Tony. I don't know what happened. Sometime last week, I just felt very short of energy. Okay, and like I was doing stuff that I normally do. I ride the bike for half an hour and chase the bike in the morning, and then I go and do other stuff that I have to get done. I finished this bike ride. I felt like I had ridden 50 miles. That's how worn out I was. I had to go lay down. I had no energy the rest of the day, and this took off from there. Like even today, yesterday, I ran some errands. I thought I was feeling better. I came home. I wound up crashing for the rest of the day. Morning, I got up, had a doctor's appointment. On the way home, like, I want to ride the bike for an hour. Did some shopping, came home, sat down for a minute, boom, I was done. So I had some blood work done yesterday.
I am going to have to run.
Okay.
Because I've got a show starting, like 37 minutes.
Yeah, okay, we'll be off.
Do some prep for that. So,
right,
Tony,
we'll
it was good talking to you.
Hey, always an honor and a pleasure.
We'll get out of here in a few minutes.
You too. All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the help again, Susie. We're not going to get to it till tomorrow, so.
So did you find out what was wrong?
No, I just had the blood work done yesterday.
Oh.
Somebody thought it might be mono, but I was talking to the doctor, and they said, no, I don't think it's mono, so.
It could be some sort of flu or something.
I had fever chills, too, and I'm still feeling like that. It's just weird how it hit all of a sudden, so. I don't know.
Well,
we'll see what happens.
Hopefully you'll see what it is.
I called the doctor today, but I couldn't get through. I left a message to set an appointment up, so I'm hoping Monday I could call and get an early appointment.
Yeah, call him up Monday. Tell him, doctor,
give me the news. I got a bad case of feeling blue.
Yeah, say
I'm that. I'm not going to tell him I love him, you know, because really, he's not my type.
Okay. You know, you don't have to, but...
I know. None of them really are there, sorry.
I've been to the doctor before when they had like really cute nurses.
Oh, I went to a doctor, a local doctor, my family doctor I used to go to. The PA was really hot. And what's funny is she knew what she was doing. Like, the doctor was an idiot. So everybody kept going to the PA, to the point where this main secretary thought all the guys were just hitting, like, she thought I was hitting on her, on the PA. And she goes, why is it every time you come, you just see the PA? I was like, to be honest, she knows what she's doing. I was like, why are you yelling at me about which doctor I want to see? I went and saw the main doctor for poison ivy. He gave me some medicine, and it made it worse, to the point where the PA said if I didn't come in that day to see her, I would have been in the hospital the next day in intensive care. That's how bad it was getting. She gave me the shot, which I asked for the first time. The doctor didn't give me. And within 24 hours, I saw a major recovery. I mean, I was over the poison ivy in like 4 days after I saw her. This other guy, he just dragged it out for like a week and a half.
Well, I used to have a doctor that was really good, and he moved, so...
Well, these doctors are very good over here. The ones I see now, they're very good. Most of them are, if I get the main ones. If I get
that, though, because it's such a pain, you know, trying to find a good doctor.
I lucked out. I really did, because, I mean, the women there who are in charge of... Like, if I need, like, a... Like, some doctors I have to... Some specialists I have to go see. At the last second, they tell me, oh, by the way... You need a referral. What happened to the old one? Yeah, it just ran out. I'm sorry we didn't tell you. You couldn't tell me 3 months ago when I made the appointment? So I called them up, and they take care of it in an hour for me. But, you know, other doctors I go to, it's like, oh, I don't want to go see these doctors. I really don't want to go.
Well.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, so enough talk about doctors and being sick and people... Well, science is still the big, you know what I couldn't find online today?
What's
guy,
that?
Guy who plays Comrade Smersh and his wife. I didn't see them on, and I forgot their real names. I haven't talked to them in ages online. You know, I'm going to tell you this right now. Somebody online, Chino, the one who does the dark work with Ryan, she called me over. She blocked me because she said my comments were racist.
Who are you talking about?
I can't remember her name now. Sora Shinbo, I think her name is.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, if I could find her name, Sora Shiboa.
I still don't know who that is.
All right, she did a lot of comic book stuff. But this is the comment I made. Every terrorist that has attacked America in the last few years has been a Muslim. However, it doesn't mean all Muslims are terrorists. And I posted that. She got mad at me and said I was being racist. And I was like, what do you mean I'm being racist? How is that racist? I was like, did you read what I said?
It's not true, by the way.
Well, most of the major ones. It was something like most of the major ones, but... You know, the ones on the media. It was something about the fact that the media puts on there that Muslims are all terrorists are Muslims, but not all Muslims are terrorists. And I said that, like, just because they're Muslim doesn't mean they're terrorists. And I was defending them all.
Well.
But she took it as...
Well, you just have to be careful, because when you say, you know, that... All the attacks have been carried out by Muslims. It sort of implies that, yeah, there's something wrong with Muslims. That only Muslims have this thing that some of them get miswired and commit these terrorist acts. But I mean, some of our biggest terrorist attacks have been just, you know, non-Muslims. I mean, stuff like the Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City, and Eric Rudolph in Atlanta, and John Lee Malvo in Washington. I mean, it's. But I think that's part of the problem, though, is that, you know, I think because the media and other people do make it, you know, it's sort of a selective memory thing that, you know, or the Adam Lanza thing and, you know, Newtown and Eric Lochner and, you know, I would definitely classify those as terrorist attacks. I mean, certainly attempts to kill lots and lots of people. But then, you know, and then, you know, a Muslim shoots up an army base and everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's the Muslims again. What? No, it doesn't work that way.
Wait, this is weird. The two people I was looking for, now I know why I haven't heard of them. I'm not friends with them.
Man, you must have really peed in their Cheerios, dude.
I don't even know what happened, so. And I'm looking at the guy who was Xanathar. And he said something great on his about Trey. It's an absolute bullshit that you're dead, taken from this world before you got your moment in the spotlight. I sat here for 30 minutes trying to think of something to write, and for the first time in my life, I've got writer's block. Sleep tight, big guy. I'll tell you a story. So, see, now a couple years ago, Go ahead.
I was very shocked when I heard. Couldn't believe it.
It's just I'll write to him later on. I don't know what I did to fall in people's bad graces.
I told you, you peed in your Cheerios.
I guess so. And I like Cheerios.
Don't do that.
See, I'm trying to get my comics published. It's like everybody I know who does comics, they don't even want to talk to me anymore.
I'm afraid I can't really help with comics publishing.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. All right, buddy. It's 9:32, and I promise we'll be out of here by 9:30, so they get ready for the next show.
Yeah, I need to head out. I'm getting a little hungry. I need to find something to eat.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for coming in tonight and helping out.
Sure thing, man.
And I will talk to you during the week about next week's episode. Thank everybody for listening. And Trey Chipman, you will be missed. Rest in peace, brother. And we'll see everybody next week. Everybody trying to keep on fighting a good fight. Don't stop believing. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
We're out of here.